In Congo, tens of thousands of people have returned home after a volcano erupted near the eastern city of Goma last week. Many are finding tons of ash and hardened lava where their homes used to be, and the lava is still hot enough to spark explosions and fireballs, as Mike Crawley reports now from Goma.
At least 60 people died today when a gas station exploded in the center of Goma. Local residents were trying to loot fuel when some of it leaked, and the heat from the hardened lava triggered the blast. Thick black smoke billowed from the station all day. At least 4 people were admitted to hospital with burns, but all those who were close to the station are believed dead. Elsewhere in Goma, people tried to start putting their lives back together. To do so, many had to cross a 150-yard stretch of hardened lava that's been dubbed the Bridge of Fire. Underfoot, the lava radiates heat like an opened oven. It's not hot enough to melt through shoes, but can burn skin on contact. This hasn't stopped thousands of people from walking across the rocky stretch to get from one side of the city to the other. Today, a steady stream of people crossed, carrying whatever possessions they could, bulging suitcases on their heads, and chickens, bicycles, car batteries, even a television in their arms. For Goma's people, the good news today was that according to a French volcano expert, the threat of a further eruption from Mount Nyiragongo is over. Jacques Durieux of the Group for the Study of Active Volcanoes visited Nyiragongo today and told reporters there is no sign of volcanic activity. The ground continues to shake frequently in the area, but Durieux said that's no sign of an imminent eruption. As a result of his advice, plus the flood of people returning to Goma, the UN is considering delivering food in the city, something it has balked at until now. UN envoy Ross Mountain says aid agencies were afraid of encouraging people to return to the city until they knew it was safe. No one knows how long it will take to rebuild Goma. About 1/3 of all houses and 80% of the central business district are destroyed. The main street is buried under 10 feet of rock-hard lava. 2 of the city's 4 hospitals are no more, along with several schools. While water and electricity have been restored in some parts of the city, Goma is bound to be the center of a major aid operation for many months to come. For NPR News, this is Mike Crawley in Goma.